Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
How to receive the kingdom. Luke 18, 9-30. He also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Now they were bringing even infants to him, that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to himself, saying, Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. And a ruler asked him, Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother. And he said, All these I have kept from my youth. When Jesus heard this, he said to him, One thing you still lack. Sell all you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. But when he heard these things, he became very sad, for he was extremely rich. Jesus, seeing that he had become sad, said, How difficult it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. Those who heard it said, Then who can be saved? But he said, What is impossible with man is possible with God. And Peter said, See, we have left our homes and followed you. And he said to them, Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God, who will not receive many times more in this time and in the age to come eternal life. That's a bit of a longer passage than I would normally read for these devotionals, but I want us to grasp and embrace the simple yet profound way that we must receive the kingdom and therefore have eternal life. Three short sections, three angles towards the same end, one final objective, eternal life in the kingdom of God. First, unlike the Pharisee, but like the sinner, acknowledging we don't deserve it. No matter how many good things we can list off that we do, we don't and can never earn entrance to the kingdom. To be declared right with God is only through his mercy and our repentance. Second, simple, wholehearted, childlike faith. God is honored when we lay down our pretenses and just rest in his grace and goodness. This is our entrance into the kingdom. Third, similar to the first, we will always be tempted to value the possessions and pleasures of this world more than the kingdom. The things of this world seem so much more tangible. We can hold them, feel them, touch them, taste them. But God will not tolerate any idol in our lives. God requires us to totally abandon our own kingdom to full allegiance to his kingdom. He must be our greatest treasure. Only those who value Jesus more than anything else are suited to enter the kingdom and have eternal life. Sit quietly for a couple minutes. Ponder. Have you come in faith like a child, laying your sins in repentance at the cross, and with joy embracing Christ as your greatest treasure? Renew that today, every day, so that the joy of his salvation will be yours as you live with gratitude for all he has done. Dear Lord, I thank you for your forgiveness. I humbly and joyfully embrace your grace and mercy that I don't deserve. And I offer myself up to you for your kingdom and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.